Hey there, welcome back to Office Time with Collab Tactics. Today we're diving into one of the most powerful tools in the digital marketing toolbox, email marketing. Yep, those little messages that land in your inbox can actually be game changers for businesses. So grab your favorite drink, sit back, and let's unpack some email magic. Email marketing isn't just about blasting out promotional messages and hoping for the best. It's about building genuine connections with your audience, nurturing those relationships over time, and ultimately driving sales and growing your business. In today's noisy digital world, email stands out as a reliable and effective way to cut through the clutter and get your message heard. Think about it. How many times do you check your email in a day? Probably more than you care to admit. And chances are you're not alone. Email is a part of our daily routine, a constant presence in our lives. And as marketers, that presents a golden opportunity to connect with people where they're already spending their time. But here's the thing. Email marketing isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. It's not enough just to send out generic mass emails and hope for the best. To truly succeed with email marketing, you need to understand your audience. You need to tailor your messages to their needs and interests and provide real value with every email you send. So, in today's episode, we're going to dive deep into the world of email marketing. We'll cover everything from crafting killer subject lines to designing beautiful emails, from segmenting your audience to measuring your success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just dipping your toes into the world of email marketing, I guarantee you'll walk away with some valuable insights and actionable tips. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Overview of email marketing. Email marketing is like the Swiss Army knife of digital marketing tools. Versatile, powerful, and capable of tackling a wide range of tasks. At its core, email marketing is all about using email to communicate with your audience, build relationships, and drive action. Whether you're sending out promotional offers, sharing valuable content, or simply keeping in touch with your subscribers, email marketing can help you achieve your business goals. One of the biggest advantages of email marketing is its ability to deliver personalized and targeted messages to your audience. Unlike traditional forms of advertising where you're essentially shouting into the void and hoping someone listens, email allows you to speak directly to individual members of your audience. By segmenting your email list based on factors like demographics, interests, and past purchase behavior, you can tailor your messages to the specific needs and interests of each segment, increasing the likelihood that they'll engage with your content and take action. But email marketing isn't just about sending out messages. It's about building and nurturing relationships with your subscribers over time. Think of your email list as a community of like-minded individuals who have given you permission to communicate with them on a regular basis. By providing value with every email you send, whether it's in the form of helpful tips, entertaining content, or exclusive offers, you can earn their trust and loyalty, turning them into raving fans and loyal customers. Of course, like any marketing channel, email marketing comes with its own set of challenges and pitfalls. From low open rates and high unsubscribe rates to spam filters and deliverability issues, there are plenty of obstacles that can trip up even the most seasoned email marketers, but fear not. With the right strategies and best practices in place, you can overcome those challenges and unlock the full potential of email marketing for your business. In the next section, we'll dive deeper into some of the key components of successful email campaigns, including subject lines, email design, content, and calls to action. So grab a pen and paper or your favorite note-taking app if you're like me. And get ready to take some notes. You won't want to miss this. So the key components of successful email campaigns. Let's start with the unsung hero of email marketing, the subject line. Think of it as the first impression of your email. It's your chance to grab your reader's attention and entice them to open the email. But crafting the perfect subject line isn't always easy. You need to strike a balance between being attention-grabbing and informative, while also avoiding spammy or clickbaity language. that could turn some readers off. We'll dive into some proven strategies for crafting compelling subject lines that get your emails open and read. Next up, we've got email design. In today's visually driven world, a well-designed email can make all of the difference between a reader hitting delete or taking action. But that doesn't mean you need to be a graphic design whiz to create stunning emails. Let's discuss some simple yet effective design tips and best practices that anyone can use to make their email stand out in the inbox. Of course, even the most beautifully designed email won't get you very far if the content falls flat. That's why it's crucial to focus on providing value with every email you send. Whether you're sharing helpful tips, entertaining stories, or exclusive offers, your content should be relevant, engaging, and tailored to your audience's needs and interests. We'll explore some creative content ideas and strategies for keeping your subscribers engaged and coming back for more. Last but not least, we'll talk about calls to action. These little buttons or links are what drive your readers to take action, whether it's making a purchase, signing up for a webinar, or downloading a free resource. But not all call to actions are created equal. We'll discuss some best practices for crafting clear, compelling CTAs that prompt your readers to take the next step in their journey with your brand. By focusing on these key components, killer subject lines, eye-catching design, valuable content, and persuasive CTAs, you can create email campaigns that not only get noticed, but drive real results for your business. So let's talk about segmentation and personalization. Let's talk about the power of it in email marketing. Gone are the days of sending out one-size-fits-all email blasts to your entire list. Today's consumers expect personalized, relevant content that speaks directly to their needs and interests. And with the wealth of data available for marketers, there's no excuse for not delivering. Segmentation is a process of dividing your email list into smaller, more targeted groups based on factors like demographics, interests, purchase history, and engagement levels. By segmenting your list, you can send more targeted and relevant messages to each group, increasing the likelihood that they'll engage with your content and take action. But segmentation is just the beginning. To truly take your email marketing to the next level, you need to personalize your messages based on the unique characteristics and preferences of each target. This could mean addressing recipients by name, recommending products or content based on their past behavior, or sending targeted offers and promotions based on their interests and purchase history. Personalization isn't just nice to have, it's a must have in today's competitive landscape. Studies have shown that personalized emails perform significantly better than generic ones, with higher open rates, click-through rates, and conversion rates. So if you're not already personalizing your emails, it's time to start. In the next session, we'll dive deeper into some strategies for segmenting your email list and personalizing your messages to maximize engagement and drive results. So stay tuned. Now let's talk about automation and drip campaigns. These are like the secret weapons of email marketing. They allow you to send the right message to the right person at the right time without having to lift a finger. Drip campaigns, on the other hand, are a series of emails that are sent over time, typically triggered by a specific action or event. For example, you can set up a drip campaign to onboard new customers, educate them about your products or services, or encourage them to make a purchase. The beauty of automation in drip campaigns is that they allow you to deliver the right message to the right person at exactly the right time, without having to manually send email yourself. This not only saves you time and effort, but also ensures a consistent and personalized experience for your subscribers. But automation and drip campaigns aren't just about saving time. They're also incredibly effective at driving results. Studies have shown that automated emails have higher open rates, click-through rates, and conversion rates compared to one-off emails. So if you're not already using automation and drip campaigns in your email marketing strategy, it's time to start. In the next session, we'll dive deeper into some strategies for setting up automation and drip campaigns that drive results and delight your subscribers. All right, let's talk numbers. How do you know if email campaigns are hitting the mark? Well, that's where analytics come in. Analytics is all about tracking and measuring the performance of your email campaigns so you can see what's working and what's not. From open rates and click-through rates to conversion rates and revenue generated, there are a whole host of metrics you can track to gauge the success of your campaigns. But it's not just about looking at the numbers. It's about using that data to make informed decisions and optimize your campaigns for better results. For example, if you notice that a certain subject line is performing particularly well, you might want to test similar subject lines in future campaigns. Or if you see that a certain segment of your audience is more responsive to a particular type of content, you might want to tailor your future emails accordingly. The key is to use analytics to continually iterate and improve your email marketing strategy over time. By tracking your performance metrics and using that data to make data-driven decisions, you can ensure that your email campaigns are always evolving and getting better. In the next session, we'll dive deep into some of the key metrics you should be tracking and how to use that data to optimize your email marketing strategy. All right, let's dive deep into some real-life examples of killer email campaigns that have knocked it out of the park. One example comes from a small e-commerce retailer that I know that specializes in handmade jewelry. They wanted to boost sales during the holiday season, so they decided to run a series of email campaigns targeting different segments of their audience. First, they sent out a series of teaser emails to build anticipation for a holiday collection. These emails included sneak peeks of new products, behind-the-scenes glimpses of the design process, and exclusive early access for subscribers. Next, they launched a series of flash sale emails, offering limited-time discounts on select products. These emails created a sense of urgency and drove a flurry of sales from eager shoppers looking to snag a deal before it was gone. Finally, they sent out a series of post-holiday follow-up emails thanking customers for their support and offering special discounts on future purchases. These emails help to keep their brand top of mind and encourage repeat business from satisfied customers. The results? A whopping 40% increase in sales compared to the previous holiday season. That's a holiday miracle. Another great example comes from a software company that specializes in project management tools. They wanted to increase engagement among their existing customers and encourage them to upgrade to a premium subscription. So they launched a series of educational email campaigns offering tips and tricks for getting the most out of their software. These emails included step-by-step tutorials, case studies from satisfied customers, and exclusive offers for the premium features. They also used segmentation and personalization to target their emails based on each customer's usage and engagement level. For example, they sent out targeted emails to customers who had been inactive for a while, offering them special discounts or incentives to come back and give the software another try. The results, a 25% increase in engagement among existing customers and a 15% increase in upgrades to their premium subscription. That's not too bad. These are just a few examples of how businesses are using email marketing to drive real results and grow their bottom line. Whether you're a small e-commerce retailer or a big software company, there's no denying the power of email marketing when it's done right. All right, let's talk about some common email marketing pitfalls that can trip up even the most seasoned marketers. First up, sending too many emails. We get it. You're excited about your latest promotion or product launch, but bombarding your subscribers' inboxes with constant emails is a surefire way to annoy them and land in the dreaded spam folder. Instead, focus on quality over quantity. Send emails that provide real value to your subscribers and are relevant to their interests and needs. And don't be afraid to give them some breathing room between emails. A little anticipation can go a long way. Next, neglecting mobile optimization. In today's mobile-first world, more and more people are checking their email on their smartphones and tablets. If your emails aren't optimized for mobile, you are missing out on a huge opportunity to engage with your audience and drive results. So make sure your emails are mobile-friendly with responsive design and clear calls to action that are easy to tap with a thumb. Don't forget to test your emails across different devices and email clients to ensure they look great no matter where they are being viewed. Another common mistake is neglecting to test your emails. You might think you've crafted the perfect subject line or a design, but you won't know for sure until you put it into a test. A-B testing or split testing is a great way to experiment with different elements of your emails and see what resonates best with your audience. Test different subject lines, email designs, call to actions, and send times to see what drives the best results. And don't forget to track your performance metrics to see which variation performs the best and why. Last but not least, forgetting to track your results at all. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of creating and sending out emails, but if you're not tracking your results, you're flying blind. Make sure you're regularly monitoring your performance metrics, such as open rates, click-through rates, and conversion rates, to see how your emails are performing and where there's room for improvement. And don't be afraid to experiment and try new things. Email marketing is a constantly evolving field. What works today might not work tomorrow. By staying agile and adaptive, you can ensure that your email marketing efforts are always on the cutting edge. Well, folks, we've covered a lot of ground today, more than normal, and I hope you're feeling inspired to take your email marketing game to the next level. From crafting killer subject lines to designing eye-catching emails, from segmenting your audience to measuring results, we covered it all. But here's the thing. Email marketing is not a set it and forget it kind of deal. It requires constant attention, experimentation, and optimization to truly succeed. So don't be afraid to try new things. Test different strategies and see what's working best for your audience. And remember, at the end of the day, email marketing is all about building relationships with your audience. So focus on providing value, being authentic, and treating your subscribers like real people, not just email addresses on a list. If you're ready to take the next step in your email marketing journey, I encourage you to put what you've learned today into action. Whether it's crafting a killer subject line for your next email campaign, segmenting your audience based on their interests and behaviors, or setting up an automated drip campaign to nurture leads, there's no time like the present to get started. Hey, if you ever need a little extra help or inspiration along the way, remember, I'm always here for you. Feel free to reach out to me anytime with any questions, feedbacks, and I definitely love to hear success stories. Just reach out at all. So with that, I'll leave you with one final thought. Email marketing may be just one piece of the digital marketing puzzle, but when done right, it can be one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal. So go forth, my friends, and may your inboxes be full of open rates, click-through rates, and conversations galore. Until next time, happy emailing.